Is it possible for Mexico to invade the United States? Well, it looks like it's already happened. According to FoxNews.com, four Mexican soldiers crossed into Arizona and held a U.S. Border Patrol agent at gunpoint before realizing where they were and then returned to Mexico, federal authorities said Wednesday. The confrontation occurred early Sunday on the Tohono-O'odham Indian Reservation, about 85 miles southwest of Tucson, in an area fenced only with barbed wire, said Dove Crawford, a spokesperson for the Border Patrol. The Mexican government has sent soldiers along sections of the border in efforts to tamp down drug-related violence, but you have to wonder why Mexican soldiers would hold a Border Patrol agent at gunpoint. Were they working for the drug cartels? It just goes to show that agents Campion and Ramos, who are now serving jail sentences for doing their job and shooting a drug smuggler in the rear end, and all the other thousands of Border Patrol men and women that are working for a poor wage, doing a very dangerous job, are underappreciated and underprotected. That is a job that needs to be well paid, needs to be better trained, and needs to be well respected by the government, because obviously it's not. And if Mexican agents of the army can come in and hold a Border Patrol agent at gunpoint, then something is terribly wrong with the system. We all know that. It's just very hard for the government to admit it. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.